It's been more than 2 months since Hurricane Irma made landfall in Florida, but as WGCU's Quincy Walters reports, Floridians are still dealing with mold, and many are just now discovering that they have it.
In this Estero home, a crew is taking out bamboo flooring. Mold is underneath, and the wood is unsalvageable. John Lavender with Rytec, a water damage company, assesses what's happened.
In this particular case here, we try to find the mold, and in a lot of circumstances like this, we pull the baseboard off, and in between the drywall and the baseboard is where we can see visible mold, and that's our first appearance. Once we see that, then we have to remediate that.
He says Hurricane Irma caused water damage to homes, and the prolonged power loss left few ways to prevent it from spreading. Since Irma hit, Lavender's company and others like it in the area have been busy.
Well, typically we do around 50 projects a month. We're ranging around 700 at this point and still climbing. So there's just not enough remediation companies in Lee and Collier to handle it. So we just manage it.
He says homeowners are paying nearly $6,000 on average to deal with the mold. Lavender says snowbirds are now coming to Florida's humid subtropical climate, discovering mold in their winter homes. According to Florida's Department of Health, mold is tied to some health issues. It can trigger asthma attacks and allergic reactions for those who are allergic to mold. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.